Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast, a podcast where we discuss all things social media, beauty, the world of beauty, with me, Robert Welsh.
And me, James Welsh.
Listen, can we apologise to you from us for being missing for 2 weeks? What did
we do
wrong? Yeah, 2 episodes we've missed.
Oh my lordy.
But you know what? Yeah, we've been so busy. James recently had a big life change, which interrupted everyone's lives.
Oh my God, don't make it that big a deal.
Huge, drastic, you know.
I moved house again and everyone was like, you're moving house again. Yeah, like I've moved house every year for like years, but this is it. This is
your house. Exactly. Yeah. But everyone who's moved house knows how much hard work goes into that and how much stress goes into that. So we couldn't really, you know, fit it in anywhere, and we've been working really hard for Halloween season coming up for our channel, so it's been a very busy few months, so we do apologize. Here we are. We're doing this now.
Yeah, we're doing that.
So listen, James, why don't we start? How have you been?
Fine, I'm just tired. Yeah. I just feel like, but I also want to get back into filming because I pretty much pre-filmed a month's worth of content, so I've not filmed for a long time.
Yeah, so it feels weird when you take time off and then you sit back with all the lights on, everything. You're like, oh my God, it feels like you're back with. Well, there is no one in the room. It's like, oh my God, I'm so happy to be back with everyone. It's like no one's there with you. You know when sometimes you know you have too long off work sick and you just kind of at the end of it you're like, actually I do just kind of want to go back as much as I don't want to be there.
I just want to see people.
Yeah. It's that kind of feeling. So happy to see you all.
Sit down smiling on my own in a room like, oh my God,
this is it.
This is it, so good. But no, that's it really. And I've just been tired.
Yeah.
And you know, it's showing on my skin. I think the stress of moving and then resetting up bills and all that kind of stuff and all those things you forget and you're like, oh shit, I need to do that, you know. It's all quite stressful and I've been breaking
Well, you know what they say, stress makes the heart grow fonder. I started a skincare routine.
What happened?
But like a dedicated one, not where I'm just like, I'm going to wash my face and then put on a cream and go to bed.
As in, you've started one or you did start one?
I have started one. Today is day 3 of a purposeful, I looked into it, I know what I need skincare routine.
What are we doing? What is
so it? So I went for Paula's Choice as a brand. And I went
After all, it is my choice.
And I went for one brand because I have so much shit everywhere. I was like, get rid of all the shit. Not throw it away. It's unopened shit. So it's going in like giveaway boxes and things. Like, sorry for saying so many times. It's going in like giveaway boxes. I did. So I was like, let me stick to one brand. I got like the skincare caddy with like a holder. And one side is morning and one side is night. So I know exactly what I'm doing.
Because
usually I just throw it all in a drawer and just rummage through them. Like, where was that? And then, you know, there's a sock in there and an earplug. And then I'm like, oh, look,
where's your caddy from?
Amazon, of course. After all, it is my caddy.
I want a day and night caddy.
Oh, no, it isn't. It doesn't say day and night. I've just decided that one side is night and one side is day.
Caddy, okay, let's talk. What's your morning routine? Go. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Morning routine. So, my morning routine is really simple. I just cleanse my face, but not cleanse, like hot water. Mm-hmm. And then I will just use a toner. And then I use an essence and a serum. And that's it. And an eye cream. I stop right there. Just because I like
eye creams. You don't use a moisturizer.
No, because my skin, I just feel like if I hydrate it too much, I get all these like weird things happening to my face. So for me, an essence and a serum is more than enough. For me. You know what I mean? I don't like to be over moisturized. And especially if I'm doing makeup that day, I don't want to then do moisturizer, then wipe it all off. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, that's my morning. And then my evening is, so I'm slowly putting things into my routine. So I have a Paula's Choice, you know, the AHA BHA toner, because I remember using that on my nose and it was the best thing ever. I started to see changes, but because I had a sample size, I stopped and I was like, I'm not buying that. And then I have an eye cream for them, and then I have a niacinamide, and then I have a retinol, and then I also have this, I can't remember what it's called, this cream that like is for redness. I want to say it's something acid. And then something in my throat stopped me from talking.
Is it azelaic acid?
Yes, yeah, yeah. And then
is it their booster?
Yeah. And then a hyaluronic acid thing. And then I have like a night cream, which I really, really like. It's like an overnight mask, which I use like all the time, even though I shouldn't, but I really, really like it.
When are you using each thing in the evening? Like, are you spreading them out?
About 9 p.m.
No, but you're not using like the chemical exfoliant?
No. I'm using them like twice every, how do I say it? Twice a week, but like this with each other. But not all the time. Like, I'll give my skin a rest. Because last time I did that, my skin nearly fell out.
It did. Your nose nearly fell off. One thing I would recommend is just, like, sunscreen in the morning.
Oh, yeah. No, sunscreen, of course. Yeah. But I don't consider that, like, you know. It's skincare, but I don't consider it skincare. I don't know. that's like putting your socks on. Like, of course I'm gonna put my socks on.
Right, okay.
Even though socks inside.
Yeah, because the only thing I would say is if you're not applying a moisturizer, like depending on the serums you're using in the morning, like what kind of serum is it that you're using in the morning?
Oh, really nice. No, it's like an anti-aging serum.
Okay, if it has humectants in but no occlusive layers, which is usually what moisturizers have in, then all your moisture is going to be coming out of your face, and that like you're going to be losing hydration and moisture from your face. So, but if you're using a sunscreen with moisturizing ingredients in, then you're fine.
Oh god, I don't know if my sunscreen has moisturizing.
Yeah,
ingredients.
So that's like your skin might. Your skin doesn't like produce oils if you don't use moisturizer, but it can lose moisture then overcompensate, if that makes sense.
I did, so
you may
not
find
know
something oilier.
Why is there a grey blazer in your chair? When do you ever wear a grey blazer? What is that?
It's a checked one.
When have you ever worn this colour?
I wear it to the New York restaurant.
Restaurant.
New York restaurant. It's just my casual going out blazer with a black t-shirt under it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's not a big deal.
It's just a grey blazer.
Okay,
so I'm going to add a light moisturizer to my morning routine
just
then.
Just a really light one.
Give me a second. I need to attend to my caddy.
What, you're going now?
Right now. No.
No, you know what? That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
Yeah.
Listen, on that note then, is there anything you've been loving? Is it any of your skincare? Is it makeup?
Well, the skincare, I've only been using it for 2 days. So I can't be like, wow, results. In terms of makeup, now I know I only talked about Ciate London like the other day. Well, the other week, because we've missed.
Was that their watermelon primer?
That's the one, James.
Mm. Yeah.
They recently did a collection with Christine Quinn from...
oh, yes.
Fuck, what's it called?
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. And I actually was on an event yesterday, a Zoom call event.
How was it?
It was good. I won a bottle of champagne. We played bingo and she was like getting the balls out of the twisty machine. Oh. And then reading them out. And I got a line and I won.
Did you get to speak to her?
Well, she checked my bingo card and was like, congratulations. Yeah. But she follows me on Instagram. So I've spoken to her in my messages before. But all that aside, they release a collection with her, and there's a product, like the products in there are all quite nice. The Arte have amazing eyeshadows anyway, and they do like nice, good quality products. And there's a powder in there, so called the No Filt Her, like filter, but Filt Her. Universal Complexion Brightener. I said that right the first time. I don't know why I correct myself. And it's this powder that is like a highlighter. But when I looked at it, I was like, oh, I don't think that's going to look right on me, because it looked kind of like this. It's like a deep pink. I know it sounds really strange. It's like it's almost like a rose gold, but deeper. And I was like, oh, that might be a little bit too bronzy almost on my skin. My doorbell just went. And then I tried it on. It was so perfect. So I was thinking universal, really, but it is truly a universal powder. I don't know how they've done it.
Yeah, it's always like questionable when a brand is like, our product's for everyone. Because you're right. Like, is it really?
Yeah, like, how is that possible? But I think it almost has. But yeah, no, it's really, really nice. It looks like a really natural glow. And with highlighters, I don't like glitter. I don't like it to look chunky. Mm. It just looks like, you know, like you've been using azomalamic acids in your skincare routine.
Don't start. Yeah, no, I know about everything. Skincare.
I know absolutely everything. I can't believe this. I know everything.
Do you know why you're using azomalamic acids?
Yeah, for peace and love. No, for my redness.
Okay.
That's what it said on the website.
Yeah, no, it's good.
But I think my redness is actually sun damage and it's too far gone, so I can't really do anything with that.
Right, right. Well, niacinamide and azelaic acid should help.
I do have a question for you, actually. Okay. Is there anything you've been loving?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, speaking of moving house, I've
boxes.
Just
been, you've been loving boxes.
Have you heard of tape and boxes? I've been really lazy in the morning, and I don't have much of a morning routine anymore. I will splash my face depending on what I've used the night before. I might have to do a proper cleanse, serum, essence, or either or. Sunscreen, right? But recently I've been using this brand called Coastal Citizen. It was sent to me in PR.
Oh, there's some dogs going crazy.
That's some dogs, and it's their morning water. And this is a no rinse cleanser, so we're not speaking micellar water.
I was going to say, is that just not micellar water?
Well, when I first got it, I was like, so this is like a fancy micellar water. So it's a non-rinse, because usually my cellar waters kind of like dry me out and they leave me quite irritated. But this has really nice ingredients in, like, oat kernel extract, which is really soothing, so you don't get that. Sometimes when I use my cellar water, like, the corners of my nose burn.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah, it stings sometimes. You know what I mean?
But there's also but things like, I think it's got like green tea in it as well, getting really soothing. It's got niacinamide,
which
in,
is good for weight loss. Let's make your face slimmer.
Yeah, and this is skinny tea in a bottle, basically, for your face. Niacinamide as well. Chamomile essential water, so it's not essential oil, but it's like a water extract instead, basically. But it's just You feel actually clean. You know, like, when you just wipe your face, you're like, oh my god, I didn't use water and I didn't use anything.
Yeah.
You know, you actually feel nice and, like, clean, but just cared for and non-dried out as well.
I might get me some of that, because in the morning, it's like, I just woke up, I can't be bothered. Cool. And especially if you're not going anywhere, if you don't have to physically get up and get ready to go anywhere, like, what's the point? Do you know what I mean?
Well, so that's
nice
thing,
to have things
like
that you can just quickly
light. Especially with the cold, the months coming up, the last thing I really want to be doing right now is using water all the time, because what I tend to do is, in the evenings in the winter, is use really heavy creams, which you really don't want left on your face in the morning because I find I break out a bit if I leave stuff like that on my face. So I do like to have a proper cleanse, so not having to use water and just using this is going to be gripe.
I might get one.
Yeah, it's good. Coastal Citizen. Oh, it's by the YouTuber, My Life as Eva?
Oh, is that, that's the brand you were talking about?
Yeah, I'm trying to find her channel name, but I just exited it.
My Life as Eva. It's like... Her channel is called My Life as Eva.
Yeah.
And her first video is, I was best friends with a compulsive liar for 6 years. Oh, I'm going to watch love that story later. Time videos. I love story time videos.
So here's the thing. She's not really known for her skincare.
Yeah.
So I kind of... Usually when people are like that, people are like, oh, why is she releasing skincare? It seems like a bit of a cash grab. But the thing about this brand feels really well thought through. She's only launched one product and reusable cotton pads by the looks of it as well. I don't know. And it's inspired by like, her travels and stuff. So she probably did use something like this. Do you know what I mean? Like every morning. Yeah. You know, so I quite like it so far.
I might give it a go.
I'm impressed.
Well, you know what? Let's take a little commercial break before we get into our main content for today. See you in a while.
Yeah, see you in a while.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, James, listen, today we are going to talk about something that I see a lot and people send messages a lot about, and that is changing career path or career goals, career ideas in your, well, past your 30s, basically. And I hate to say past your 30s because it makes it seem like 30 is an older age, which it really isn't at all.
No.
But it seems to be a topic. People are like, you know, I'm 32, I'm 35, and I want to become a makeup artist. I want to start doing YouTube. But it's too late, you know, all this kind of thing. So I wanted to speak on that today and talk to everyone out there and their experiences as well. So listen, we asked on Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast, what age should you know your career path? Like, when should you be set? When should you be like, you know, this is me. I'm going to have kids by this age, you know? And the results were interesting. Somebody said, this is a really good point, it's more about situation than age. Security for my kids stops me retraining. Yeah. That's a really good point. Because I think it is really a... It's nerve-wracking to change career, and especially when you have other people that depend on you, whether you're a carer or whether, you know, it's your kids. That's a very good point. Someone just said no.
Yeah, because, like, when we were changing careers, when we were in our 20s, it only affected us and if we could pay the rent. Like,
Now,
it's going to affect people that work with us, for us, our dogs, our partners, you know? It's like a, you know... It could be a not easy transition.
It could be a not good transition at all. Somebody said, no age limit. I'm 26 with a career, and I still have no idea what I want to do with my life. Isn't that it? Do you think, though, that some people, when you're in a career, do you always feel like, it always feels like, what's next? You know what I mean? It always feels like you should be one-upping yourself.
Expectation. Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to say. There's always that expectation that you're... constantly supposed to grow and what's next and what's the next level you could get on and how much more money can you make and all this kind of stuff because of these goals that were put into our minds when we were younger, especially millennials, of having kids and having a family and having a house and all that kind of stuff, which isn't realistic.
Well, there's some people here that literally have a dead set age. 30, 30, 18, 70, 26.
18?
30, no. 30, 30, 35, 21, 30, 40, 68, 30, 35. Never is okay, is an answer.
Do you, oh God, do you know, okay, so let's talk about the 18 years old one.
Because go on,
I think the weirdest thing about being that age, right, do you remember like GCSE, like at GCSE age, you have to decide what you're then going to study in college and after college.
Oh my God,
like, what's the one subject I'm going to do for the rest of my life in university?
Yeah.
And I feel like you're so young to have to think that through. And I think...
And that's for here in the UK. I don't know how it is in the UK, other countries, but we have to decide, like, right, what do you want to do? What do you want to do right now? Tell us right now, you know?
You have to apply for whatever course in uni you want to go. But it's like, I just remember, like, having to discover career paths and courses myself because they don't really have that guidance. You take that stupid online quiz. Do you remember that?
It's like, oh my God. Oh,
you can be a
connections.
Pottery
connections,
bun.
It was called.
Connections. And connections UK. Yeah. Fuck you.
Our first day in. Was it sick form school?
Mm hmm.
We had to go on it. And I was like, oh, I didn't know what I wanted to be at the time. I had like five careers in mind. And mine came out with hat designer. Fucking hat designer, like someone out there is designing hats. Great for them. I don't know how to design a hat. I can barely draw one.
I'm trying to see if Connections UK is still a thing. Dude, hat designer. That's they had the weirdest jobs, and they wouldn't have like. It's weird, like, they wouldn't have, like, ones you thought, like, oh, I never considered that before. That's an interesting job that's connected to what I want to do. It was shit like that, like, hat designer.
But you,
was,
and
like,
you know what?
I think, so specific?
Yeah, at that time, I wanted to, for years, go into, like, psychology and be a psychiatrist. So when hat designer came up, I was like, what in your computer preset mind got hat designer from my needs and my so now you're completely changing my career path. I was set on a career path at that age because we were told in school we have to decide what we want to do right now. And you go into like sick form college. Well, how old are you when you go into sick form? I can't even remember. 16?
I have no idea. 16, 17.
And they're like, no, hat designer. It's like, well, another change. Now I need to get into design and all. It's really confusing. 18 to me is not an age where you decide anything in life. You know what I think is an age where you decide things in life? Is 30, when you decide things. You don't have to be set and done by 30, though. I think, you know, I think that... I don't know.
Like, it's almost like they need you to know before you even hit your adult life, what I consider like your 20s, they need you to know before that what you want to do and experience in your adult life. Then you have to train to live your adult life. Then you're living it. It's like, hang on, as an adult, this is not now how I feel. So I think 18 is way too young. A lot of the comments we get when we do these Q&As is that people are actually in university or in college studying. They're like, I don't like what I'm doing. How do I now tell everyone that I want to change educational paths?
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that's why I'm always so cutthroat about it. I'm like, just drop out now because this is the rest of your life and this is what you're going to be expected to do for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
20s is still, because that's still university. Like in the UK, it's 19, 20, 21 is when you are in university. And even then, like I look back now and I thought I was so adult, but I was still a kid.
Yeah, you're still a child. Like you're still making up your mind. And you know what? University, and I never went, but it's a whole other experience. You think you're experiencing life as a teenager, go to university and then do other
shit. Oh my God. Yeah.
Somebody also said, having something that makes you feel happy and secure by your 30s is a nice idea, so you can get your footings and feel like you can make strides towards being the person you want to be. But a life path, I believe they wind forward as we walk forwards, sometimes branching off or changing direction. I completely agree. That is 100% it.
Let's just finish the podcast on that comment.
I think that's so true. Listen, and some people may be like, but you're YouTubers, you have it easy. I've only been doing this since I was 31. I'm 32 now.
Well, this is 30 years old,
despite having done makeup for years and years and years, there was always something more I wanted to do. I was standing, like, being 30, doing makeup, I was like, okay, but what else? Like, I can't keep doing this. I need to start making money. You need to save for a house. You need to, you know, get a pension, all this kind of stuff. So I was always relying, like I have done in the rest of my life, relying on luck and a sudden change, you know, that change, wasn't going to be anything to do with me. I was just waiting for something to change and change directions. I think that's really true. I think it's nice to be like, you know, I'm making money. I'm living at 30, but like, what now? And I really do think 30 is a good age to be like, you know what? Now let me think, what really, really do I want to do? Now I have all this life experience. I've met every kind of person I could meet. I've done almost nearly every kind of job I could have done. Mm. You know, what now can I do that I can truly dedicate myself to? And I think it's dedication as well when it comes to being in your teens or your 20s. Are you really dedicated to that? Or are you doing something you think you should be doing? You know?
Yeah. And there's nothing like, I think, like, to kind of, like, cover the whole thing, I think this mindset of having your life sorted by your 30 comes from a time when the, what's the word? Like, the age that you die was a lot lower.
married by 19, have kids.
And we got to remember as well, like, the teenager was only, the term teenager was only coined in what, the 50s? I know that doesn't sound like, was it the 50s?
So I believe it was the 50s when they started kind of like rebelling against their parents, or 60s was it maybe?
So instead of like being a kid then going straight into adult, we now have this like in between,
right?
So like things have changed and moved along,
and then we got like tweenager or whatever it was called, and everyone keeps adding things in between. So going on from that, why, like you were saying, why do people put an age limit on career accomplishment and success, and also life accomplishment? Why do we have this preset, like, your parents, like, oh, you know, you're in your mid 30s, early 40s, what are you gonna do with your life? Like, come on, is it because we are closer to death? Or
it's like, come on, your time is running out. I think there's this idea that you should be like, an ideal life is to be settled. Do you know what I mean? So people are like, you know, by this age, your kids should be grown up and you should be ready to die, basically.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? By having achieved all this stuff and having settled down and doing exactly what everyone else wants to, you know, what should supposedly do. Which I really don't understand, because when we think about it, how does it affect anyone else? Like, why
it
does
doesn't
it,
affect like, anyone else. No. The only thing I can think of that it affects, especially for people who can get pregnant, is getting pregnant. That's the only thing you think of. And I think people who think that having children is a be all and end all of your life, I'd be like, come on, quickly make money, have a child, then don't work anymore. I think it's very much what's expected of males and women, is very much like, women have this thing where it's like, you have to, your goal is to have a child. And with men, it's a little bit like, your goal is to, you know, be the carer. But I also think people care less when it's a man. When a man is like in his 40s and doesn't really know what he's doing so much, everyone's like, oh, they'll get it. You know what I mean? I think there's a whole other situation there as well. But not talking about children, just talking about careers. Let's say, you know, you can have a child whenever you like. I think people, no, I guess it does include children, because people, house, child, marriage, are the three things that I think certain generations expect you to accomplish. And I think a nice retirement, because what if you're working up until the age of,
I think that's a big thing. Yeah, I think that's a big thing to do with it as well, is bringing children into it. It's like continuing the cycle of, this is how your life should work, so that their life can carry on in such a way, so that you know, you retire, you have a happy retirement, you have money to pass down to your children, who then look after you. Do you know what I mean? Like, all this kind of stuff. But then I also think we're in this weird time where, especially millennials as such, where within the space of a decade, there's been so many new inventions and kind of like new things we've never even dreamt would exist. That's created so many different jobs and job types and
yeah.
categories that like people are wanting to change their jobs and they're finding new interests and
exactly.
you know, doing jobs that people are like, you know, well, is that really a job? You know, like we're in this right. space where people don't understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
that's
things
the thing.
Are
new
different.
Kinds of jobs are being created all the time. Like it's mm-hmm. there's other like loads of other stuff. Moving on from that, we asked as well over on Instagram, follow us, come over, answer our questions. Is it too late to change your career path in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s? Talking about, you know, is it too late in life? A lot of people said no. One person said, I'm nearly 40 and I think it is too late for me.
Oh, that sounds more like, you know, an unfulfilled life because of what other people have expected them to do kind of comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you mean like, you know, I should have achieved this by now. I should be doing this by now, but it's not. Yeah. So I haven't. So it's too late for yeah. me. Which I just think shouldn't be that. I really don't think it's too late. In university, we had about, I think like three mature in brackets, yeah. students
mature?
In our class. Yeah. They were 30. They were our age.
Oh God.
And they're referred to as mature students.
No, that's gross. Well, somebody here says, absolutely not. At uni doing social work degree, there was a 60-year-old student and she was amazing
mm-hmm.
at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the difference now, right? At university, I, of course, wanted to go and learn some shit, but I was there to drink, I was there to go out, I was there to meet new people.
Eat loads of noodles.
eat noodles with brie in it. I love, oh, that used to be my thing, super noodles with a chunk of brie.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I used to mix it up. But if I went to university now, I'm in the position where I would really, really learn everything. I wouldn't be going out. I'd be going back home.
Yeah.
I'd be doing my coursework properly. I'd be able to, I'd feel more comfortable reaching out to, we had to do like a what's the word? A
case study?
What's the word? Like a, you do like a couple weeks of something, right? Where we had to go and work with a studio.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or we had to reach out to someone. I did not reach out to anyone. I was so nervous. I was so scared. I remember like piggybacking off my friend's kind of week in the studio kind of thing.
Yeah.
But now I'd be like calling around. I'd be showing up at places. Oh, yeah. Like, look, I want to do like a free internship for a couple weeks with you.
Yeah.
I'd have so much more confidence in myself.
Right.
And so much more reassurance about this is really what I want to be doing right now. I'm not here to piss about as
yeah.
a 32-year-old than I did as a 19-year-old going
of course.
Into university.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be going to university because you should. Like, university is a great
oh,
life
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should as much money as it costs as well. I know.
Yeah.
I don't think God, you should yeah. think that's what I've done. This is what I should now be doing for the rest of my
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
This is
and
a really
the thing,
good...
again, I was just going to say, if you do want to, I personally feel like you can't grow into a job role or get higher up in a job role if you genuinely don't want to be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because 100%. It feels like a chore more than anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. This is the kind of practical answer I really like. It's never too late to do what makes you happy as long as you have a realistic plan.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. If you are...
I agree.
Like, we said this in one of our videos. Someone was like, I want to drop out of what I'm doing. I want to do nails. And we was like, mm-hmm. like, how do I tell my family that they want to go from something? This is a thing as well. Career kind of, like, prospects and how much money you make. You could be training as a lawyer, right? You could be then wanting to quit and do nails. You can open a salon. You can do all this. You can open your Instagram. You can do it from home. People make a lot of money with beauty nowadays. Mm. But we were saying, like, you know, if you're worried about telling your family, present to your family, I want to do this. This is how long it's going to take for me to, you know, I don't know, hire a chair in a salon where I do my own thing. Then I want to make my own salon, or I want to build, like, you know, an out studio in my garden. You know, everyone's doing that thing.
Mm.
It's a real, you can make good money. I feel like as long as you have a plan and really sit down, make a realistic plan.
Mm.
I was going to say, what could go wrong? But anything could go wrong. But you have that in your head and you know your goals step by step rather than like what I did is like waiting to be like, oh, it will sort itself out. You have these steps in your head and this career path. I think it's a really good bit of advice. If you know exactly what you're doing, exactly what you want to do and where you want to go with it, go ahead. No problem.
This is like, yeah, when people are I know you probably say the same thing, but when people are like, you know, I want to become a YouTuber, you know, what do I do? But I work full time. I'm always realistic. I'm like, it might not work for you, so you have to keep your full time job. Like, you have to, you know, the realistic goal is to keep it as like a side project and really work on it. And have this idea that eventually you will become full time. But if you are in a position where you don't like your job, work on something on the side, work on your passion on the side, and do it on the weekends. And exactly. So what, you might lose friends.
Yeah.
If it's going to get you the job you like.
So what, people might hate you. No, that's such MLM advice.
Yeah, isn't it?
Somebody said if it's completely out of their general field and skill set, yes, it's too late to change career. I can see why you would think that.
But it's not too late to study again, though. No,
exactly.
I would say there.
Exactly. Everyone's like, it's risky, but it's never too late. I really do think that's a very good point. Talking as such, right, talking about influencering and how I would say we became influencers a little bit older. Like, influencers are usually 12 to 18. 1 to 21.
1 to roughly 10, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Becoming an influencer literally at 31, you know, people, I did have messages when I started. I was like, it's so nice to see an older. I was like, what makes you think I'm older? You know, and it's really strange because, but when you think about it, people who are our age have been watching 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds doing their makeup. Mm. And there is a difference. And there is, like, you know, a visual difference and also a maturity difference. And the way you present things is different as well. So we asked again on Instagram, like, how old is too old to become an influencer? And I said, if you think there is a limit. People said, no age limit. I don't think they exist. Anyone can share advice and tricks about things they are passionate about. People of all ages use the internet, so why shouldn't they also become influencers? Yes. Mm. And I think as well, I think when people think about doing YouTube, they think about it has to be beauty, it has to be you know, gaming or drama, or it has to be reactions. But there's an audience for everything. If you can sew, there's an audience for your sewing channel. If you are a dad who does DIY, there's an audience for that. If you fucking clean carpets, there's an audience. You know what I mean? There's an audience for everything. Somebody always wants to know how to do something. And YouTube is like the new Google. When I don't search Google how to do stuff, I will search YouTube to find a...
So many natures. There's like... The thing is, as well, again, we're in the time where we've not really seen an influencer grow on the platform in the sense that they were like 20 and now they're 40. Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Isn't it still kind of, YouTube is still, and influencing is too young for that still. But one thing I noticed actually, especially with men, like channels targeted at men, a lot of the guys that give advice, like fashion style advice, are older, and there seems to become like a respect there kind of thing. Like, they've got their experience. I noticed that that's happening with in the beauty and fashion space for ladies as well. There's a lot of like more mature kind of people blowing up on platforms, even like TikTok as well. There's that lady called, I think she's called like your rich mum or something, who's amazing. there seems to be more of a respect there than like a, you're old, what are you doing here on YouTube?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like advice giving kind of channels. And that's not to say that that's the only thing you can do, is, you know, kind of give like grown up advice to young people. But There seems to be more of a respect level than like, you're old, get off the internet kind of thing.
But it isn't like you, at 40, you stop being and doing, you know? Like, there are...
Using makeup and,
there's 60-year-olds and 70-year-olds who want to learn how to do makeup. There are 40-year-olds out there with the skin of fucking 20-year-olds that want to know how to do makeup, but maybe don't want advice from a 20-year-old. There are 20-year-olds with the skin of 40-year-olds, you know?
I was going to say, when you look at demographics, for example, I don't know about you, but usually it kind of stops at mid-30s, right? Because I feel like they're the kind of people who, the biggest audience on the internet and on YouTube are that kind of audience. Mm-hmm. So when you are a maturer person on the internet, I feel like it will mostly be a younger audience watching you.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I feel like, you know, how many six-year-olds you know who are actually on YouTube other than because they're watching their sons put on makeup? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, is other than that, I don't know how many people genuinely use, you know, in a vast amount kind of thing.
You know, I think that
that's not to say they shouldn't or they can't.
No, but I think it's becoming a lot more... I don't know. I feel like we're at our age, our, what's it called? For people that are demographic. Same age as you?
Demographic. Age range.
Age group, yeah. Age bracket. I think it's, you know, the group events like above us maybe didn't use the internet as much as we did growing up, you know? Mm. So millennials, sorry, growing up. So it's not as interesting, you know? Like, I'm sure sometimes our parents would rather use a paper map over a navigation system, you know, things like that. So it's it's having that difference. Although our mum uses, like, is always telling me about YouTubers that she watches who do makeup who are more our mum's age and things like that. It's really, really amazing to know that there are people out there in their 50s, 60s, 70s that are like, you know what, I'm going to make a fucking YouTube channel. I'm going to fucking do it. It's important, and it's good to get that age group in there as well. And you know what, also as well, it'll be great because they're setting it up for us to be 50, 60 on YouTube.
Exactly. And to go into exactly.
And career,
but this is, I definitely don't think there's an age limit of how old you can be on the internet. I think certain apps, for example, like, I do feel like TikTok is for primarily for
you could be
people.
25 and somebody would comment and think, what's an old person doing on TikTok?
Yeah,
because it's 12 year olds on TikTok wanting just to watch people dance, and you can stumble across anything at any time rather than just looking for the content you want to. The algorithm is really good, but occasionally you get this occasional, like, why is this on my thing? Like, I'll be watching videos, and then someone making pasta comes out, like, I don't cook. I don't know what is pasta, you know?
What's warm water?
What's boiling water?
What do you mean boil? Yeah, I think it's interesting. I really don't think nowadays there is an age limit you can be to become an influencer. I just think it depends on how you go about it. I do feel like the older you are, you do have to have more of a strategy, I guess, in the sense of, what am I talking? Because, you know, you get younger kids, right? Because, like, preteens and early 20s, they do, like, challenges. And today, I'm, you know, I spent £500 at Shein or whatever.
I'm going to eat 5 blocks of butter and see how my heart deals with that. See you in hospital.
Only yellow food this week. Yeah. Whereas I feel obviously that's not going to work for older people. Just be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm surprised on our twin channel we don't get people being like, why are two men in their 30s dressing up as Mary Poppins?
I mean, I think that sometimes. I would comment on our videos, why am I?
Do you know what I mean? But, you know, I do think you have to be a little bit more strategic about what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been sitting here, obviously being like, you know, it's never too late, it's never too late. However, when we think about the world in general and the kind of, like, mess of a place it is, somebody brought up this very good point and sent this to us in a message. I feel like there's no limit except within the sphere of capitalism. My mum and many older friends of mine who are in their 40s or over who have experienced discrimination and don't get hired and don't get hired by places solely due to being too old, in quotes. The younger people are faster and more efficient, while the older people are classified as slow and inaccurate because they think older people's minds are generally slower. It's a scary situation, especially minorities who already face employment discrimination in other ways.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is also worth considering when we're sitting here and saying, you know, you can change whenever you like, which I think is a very privileged, like, mindset or experience to say that and be like, you know, you can do whatever you like. We've been lucky in terms of, I think we've worked in really creative fields.
Yeah.
And they've always been very accepting in terms of sexuality, race, ethnicity. But one thing that's maybe important to consider is how people go around employing people who are a maturer age and how they're seen by employers, and also how employers see people of color and how they're employed as well. people might not, it isn't as easy, fact, it's not as easy for people to be employed in those groups because mm-hmm. of people's ignorance and people's, you know...
Oh yeah, we already know...
12th century mind frames.
Yeah, facts and figures show that white people are more likely to be hired over any other kind of, like, person right. color, a black person, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So then add age into that.
And add age into that, and do bear in mind as well, by geographical, is that the word? Race in different countries as well, like in here in the UK, if you're not pure white, if you look slightly ethnically androgynous, people will be like, you know, that's you can be discriminated then. Maybe in the US, where race is seen differently in the US as it is in the UK, but then again, seen differently in France, for example, seen differently in Arabic countries or African countries. It all depends on different parts of the world that you're in. So to say, like, you can change whenever. However, I do think social media is an easier place to get into, but we do still see those discriminations in social media as well. Black beauty creators, for example, is a place that there is still discrimination. In somewhere you think that is so accepting, there is still that level of discrimination. And like you said, add age to it, you know, it all does become almost... there's the feeling there of it being impossible.
Yeah. Well, we're saying as well, as far as, like, you know, changing careers and stuff or being a mature student, that brands, as much as I don't like, obviously, this point of view, and I obviously don't agree with it, it's not my point of view, that brands would much rather hire a younger person who can stay with a brand for, you know, a decade worth of time. And or grow into the role, and, you know, where there's this idea that if you're a maturer person, you're not going to be there for long. Or, you know, I also sometimes think that brands feel like they could take advantage of younger people more, or use them more. Whereas with older people, maturer people, I feel like they know they're kind of, they know who they are and they know where they are in life, and they, you know, they maybe won't stand for as much as depending on the role that you're in. But I also think, imagine being a mature student, you're from, like, you know, another country in Europe or wherever, you come to the UK, you have a slight accent, you've learned the language, now add that into trying to be hired. Do you mean, you know what I mean? Like, you've got brown skin, you've got a slight accent, you're a mature person trying to change careers in your life. You know? It's unfortunately, we're still in a time where people would much rather hire an English white person in England, you know?
And a white American in America.
No, in America. But I feel online, I feel like, is obviously more accepting. You still have people like trolls and all that kind of stuff. But I feel I feel like there's so many tight-knit communities online of all ages, all races, all kind of different backgrounds and demographics that I also feel like you are able to find your own little corner of the internet, you know?
Yes, yeah, very true.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that there's so, like, the more, like, as much as I don't like TikTok, the more I'm on TikTok, the more I find, like, these kind of, like groups of people who I didn't realize had such a hard time just doing normal things. Like,
black girl
gamers, for some reason, are so discriminated against. Like girl gamers in general get a lot of shit when they play and they stream and whatever. But black girl gamers just get so much shit. It's not something you even consider, right? You know? The more these people come online and do what they want to do and do what they love doing online and try and make a career out of it, the more people are going to be accepting of it, and the more people are going to be like, you know, online really is for everyone, no matter what age, demographic, no matter what your little niche thing is that you do in your spare time, you know?
This is the thing. I always think there's always going to be this underlying discrimination.
Oh yeah, I don't think you'll ever go.
You are, whether you're like, do you remember when Selena Gomez shared my picture on her stories? The amount of messages from certain areas of the world I got, or comments that were like, disgusting, a boy in makeup, all this kind of stuff. There's always going to be people out there who have something to say, no matter what age you are, what race you are, well, obviously not white, what you're doing, what, you know, what you could be, a woman doing DIY, and there's always gonna be some guy. You know, I was going through, let me just say it, sorry, really quickly. I was going through our twin channel, our held for spam comments.
Oh, I never go on those.
Oh, some people just quoting us, and it was making their comments not go through, if that makes sense, because some of the stuff we say. But then I saw this one huge hate comment, right? And because our last name is Welsh, this person had obviously assumed we were from Wales. They obviously didn't watch our videos. And it was like, why are you Welsh people like this? You're so loud. You and I wanted to, I was like, we're not Welsh. Our last name is Welsh. We aren't from Wales. We're from England.
If you watch the video, you can hear we're not from Wales.
You can hear our accent. But, I mean, it's things like that. You're like, you have made an account. Oh, this is a whole other, you know, go to our trolls thing.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be somebody who has something to say about it, whatever age you are, whatever race you are, whatever gender you are, doing something that is not typically seen as your gender doing it. Mm. Being a certain age and not being that typical age, you should be, in quotes, doing that, you know?
This is the thing, it's like people do it. And I think it's only because the internet is around that people are like, oh, yeah, you know what? There are these people of all ages doing this stuff in their free time. It's just, it's now online for everyone to see. It's like, because, you know, you get like people who play like board games in like, you know, like World of Warcraft competitions.
Yeah.
And like, older men still playing chess. Why aren't people like, well, that's a kid's game. You're playing games. You know, there's no discrimination there. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think it's, I don't know. I think the moral of the story is, no matter who you are, there's always time to change. Yes, you've got to be clever about it. You've got to think, you know, am I in the right space in my life? Who else is relying on me? But there's always ways to do it. And I would say, overall, just go for it and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But
people are going to say shit. And people are going to do shit. And people are going to try and stop you. But you know what? Fuck everyone. We should be motivational. We should go on stage. We
charge this companies. This was so good.
We should charge companies to hire us.
Yeah.
But listen, £100, we will come to your morning brief and just say things at your
team.
We'll
be like, listen, guys, there are going to be people in the office today that won't, but you will.
your fellow colleagues hate you.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't listen to them.
Everyone in the room, look at one person you hate.
Here's we leave, everyone quit. Yeah. We did our job today.
Yeah,
we're moving on. Should we end on a really positive note and read some success stories of people changing their careers?
Yes.
What's considered later on, brackets, in life. Hi, Robert and James. I love a podcast. I never miss a single one. My mother was a beauty therapist / massage therapist since I could remember. And when she was in her late 30s / early 40s, she decided to go back to college and become a midwife, as she'd always wanted to. She had 3 teenage kids, all going through school and exams and all of that, and studied in Dublin, which was 4 hours away from home. And her and my dad juggled us for 4 years, and she ended up passing her exams with flying colours. Now she's loving her life, helping babies get born. My biggest inspiration. That's cute.
That's so cute. See, it's like, it's not always easy. Like, it's not always the easy route. But if you do it, if you just get on with it, then you just deal with it, don't you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We have this message. My dad changed his career in his 50s. Statistically, uni graduates of today are likely to have on average 7 careers across their lifetime, not counting different jobs in those careers. That's crazy, but 100% that's believable.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't surprise
Isn't
me.
Isn't that insane?
Mm.
I was a key worker for elderly with Alzheimer's. I found it really stressful due to the lack of care by the owner, which is a whole different story. Oh, I can imagine. I used the gym / classes and really admired the class instructor and thought I'd love to do that. I regretted never going to college or uni and didn't want another regret. So I got qualified in level 2 at gym instructor, which allowed me to do add-on courses for classes. And in the very same class I stood at the back of, I stood at the front and covered the class for an instructor as she was on maternity leave. Oh, I eventually took over the class and taught it and many more for over 10 years, from 31 to 44. I'm now assistant manager in the gym and run the gym and fitness timetable. It's never too old to start again if you have the passion. I didn't start teaching classes till 31. I had 4 classes over 10 years.
Yay.
Nice.
See, that's a really good example of, I feel like you've got the maturity in you to, like, at 20, I would have been shitting myself and I would have never been able to do something like that. Now, I probably could. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really feel like 30s is such a good time to really crack on with stuff.
Right, exactly. Let's just end on one more. I think we've been talking about a lot of 30s and 40s. Mm. But this one, so this is not my story, but it's someone who inspired me. When I was at uni during performing arts, a woman in a year above me was 67 years old. She told her story one day and said that her husband passed away a few years before and her children were grown and happy. She had been a housewife her whole life and was not allowed to pursue university when she was younger because her father wouldn't allow it. When her husband died, she said that she had a choice to either wait to die or live the life she wanted to also. She says she realized she had a second chance and always wanted to be a dancer, so just walked into the uni campus and asked how to apply. Everyone loved her and she brought so much to the other students. I just thought it was so brave and inspiring, and whenever I think I'm too old to do something or I don't feel brave enough, I think of her.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I like that a lot.
I like that a lot.
Well, listen, everyone, thanks for joining us and listening to us talk for too long again about things we have no business speaking on.
Yeah.
Again, sorry for being missing those 2 weeks. We are back at a normal timetable schedule now, so we'll be seeing you every other week and every week on our Twin channel.
Yes.
So listen, thank you so much for joining us. You know all the socials. If you don't, just Google the Double Cleanse podcast, rate, review, and subscribe, and we will see you very, very soon.
Yay!
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.